welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello, we're back again in the studio for Farm Chatter. And this week we're going to give you some updates on what we've been harvesting. And I guess as a disclaimer, I personally, Julia, really haven't been doing any of the harvest. I tend to get the benefit of the harvest and work
and
that in the kitchen.
You do prepare it.
I do prepare it. But I shouldn't say we harvest. I should say Donna has been harvesting.
I have been harvesting, which I love.
Absolutely.
That's one of the biggest thrills.
And what have you been harvesting most recently?
Well, this is a really cool time of the year, and I wish we could do this all the time, but it's special. But right now, we're in full harvest of so many delightful things. I mean, it's so cool because Julia can say, well, what are we going to have for dinner tonight? And how about carrots? So I can go out now and dig up carrots. Most of them are pretty small right now because I got everything inlay because we had snow until the end of April.
That is a true story.
And that is true.
I've never seen such a thing in Illinois.
Yeah, that is true. Actually, I had some carrots planted and we had a couple snows on them. Now they weren't up yet and some of them still came up fine, but so everything is slow for us here. And we had hail and we've had
wind and dark of night.
Porcupines. No, not really.
We
didn't
have groundhogs,
though. We do have lots of groundhogs, whole families of them.
I don't know where all of these animals are coming from,
no.
But we are inundated with wild animals.
Yeah. It is kind of bizarre this year. We do have a lot. Raccoons, bunnies.
We have two raccoon families.
Yeah, we do.
We have two groundhog families.
Mm-hmm.
We have wasps. We have bumblebees. And, yeah, the bunnies.
Yeah, those
bunnies.
We
have to tell you what happened the other night with the bunny rabbit.
Yeah, I mean, these little bunnies are so cute. And,
oh, they're
adorable. You know, and
adorable.
I find nests in early spring and I am real careful around them and, you know, let them go.
They are just beautiful.
They're cute.
Little
and
animals.
I'm not a killer. I don't even kill bugs.
We carry
hardly.
Bugs out of the house,
yeah.
Or just let them be.
It's just
and
not in me.
We actually have found that our environment in the house after we've stopped spraying for bugs has really stabilized.
It's oh, yeah. We
and
don't
we have a good
do
environment.
Anything.
We don't struggle with ants.
No.
If we do get a few random bugs in the house, either spiders take care of them. We don't have a lot of spiders around, but we really have a nice balanced environment.
Yeah. And we did used to spray our house. I mean, we had a contract where we had it sprayed every 3 months or however often they did it until we learned that that's not what we wanted.
Right. And that goes along with our reduction of the use of chemicals.
Right.
But anyway, back to the bunny.
Oh, yeah, the bunnies.
So we were sitting in the new corn zebo and enjoying just a few minutes in the evening.
Very few, but a few.
And I was sitting with my back to the garden. I don't remember how you were sitting.
I don't know. Hard to tell. I'm probably not sitting.
That could have been. And I heard something rustling behind me. And I just really didn't know what it was, but it was a distinctive rustling sound. I turned around, and there was a rabbit on its back paws with its front paws just mauling a plant.
Yeah, it was shredding peppers.
Not eating them.
The plants.
Just
shredding them.
Like it was in a boxing match
it was
with this pepper
yeah,
plant.
It was like it just was like slapping. And so the tops of peppers were going like crazy.
It was unbelievable.
It was. And we're just a few feet away.
We were right there. Well, we yelled at the bunny. That's one of our primary pest deterrents.
And it really
yelling.
Didn't care.
Oh, he got down to the end of the garden and then sat.
Yeah.
Until like, you walked
whatever.
Up to him and ran him off. So that evening turned into scavenging around for some fencing.
Yeah, it was starting to get dark at that point.
But we had to protect the pepper plants because I'm sure as soon as we went in the house, Mr. Bunny Rabbit would be right back out there.
They would all be destroyed.
Boxing more peppers.
Yeah, that's exactly. It did look. I mean, now it kind of sounds kind of funny, but it was very irritating.
It was frustrating.
Yeah.
Because he was going from one plant to the next down the row.
Cutting them like in half. Cutting the top right off of them. Blooms, everything.
Craziest thing you ever saw. But we scavenged up some fencing and put together some kind of make-do fence, wrap, something.
Yeah, whatever we could find.
It wasn't pretty.
No, it wasn't pretty.
But we kept the bunnies out.
Yeah, it worked. And then the next day, I was able to go out and get some better protection for those. And is this time of the year, it's hard to find any kind of, like, tomato cages. That's what I wanted. Because I didn't think the bunnies would probably be able to kickbox those.
Right.
Possibly, though. I don't know.
It was one tough bunny.
So I had to go all around town, but I finally did find enough to protect what we had. And so all of them are protected now. We have had no more damage.
And that looks much better than that it cobbled does. Together fencing yeah. we had.
But it worked for overnight.
It got us through the night.
Yeah, it did. And we still have pepper plants.
That is a bonus for me because, you know, at some point I'm going to say, do we have any peppers? I'd like to do something with peppers tonight.
Yeah, and but it's frustrating because it takes a long time to grow pepper plants and we start ours from seed. So, you know, I've known those plants since January, since they were nothing but a seed.
That's right. You have a nice relationship.
I do.
And don't want the bunny to tear them up.
Silly bunnies.
That makes me think, how about an update? Would you share an update with our listeners about your keyhole garden? I don't think we've talked about that for a while.
Yeah, we put a keyhole garden in March, I think.
And I believe we did talk about that on the podcast.
Yeah, I think it was in March that we put that together. If I remember right, it was getting ready to snow or something maybe that day.
Of course, without a doubt.
Yeah, we had to hurry up and get it done, but we got it done and you know, had it all together and just waiting to plant in it. Started planting early spring. We were able to plant in that earlier. But it is thriving. It's really thriving. We have some different areas. We have a, I call it a chef's choice. There's peppers, potatoes, tomatoes, a few carrots. So just a little eggplant. There's just a little bit of
eggplant.
Those little fairy tale eggplants.
Fairy tale eggplant. It just produces this gorgeous teardrop.
They're about 2 to 4 inches.
2 to 4 inches in length. And they are just
They're beautiful. No flea beetles. No problems.
That's been the most amazing thing is you've struggled with flea beetles when you have the eggplant in the garden.
Yeah.
Down on, I don't even know what a flea beetle looks like, but I hear about them. But you were able to escape that pest by having it up in the keyhole garden.
And bunnies have not figured out how to get up there yet, thankfully.
I don't want to meet the bunny that can get up in the keyhole garden.
No, that would be a big bunny.
It's what, about 3 feet
tall?
Yeah,
it's about 3 feet tall.
So I guess if a bunny comes along that can do that, we'll just let him have the eggplant.
Yeah. So we've got that. We've got a cocktail area so that we have mint and basil and all kinds of nice herbs. So for different mocktails, I mean, you don't have to put alcohol in it.
No, you don't.
And we do a lot without alcohol.
Absolutely. And one of the things that we really like are the Bloody Marys.
Yes.
With all of the garden fresh goodness. And I see one of those in my future.
Yeah, I'm thinking
my immediate future.
Yeah, we need. And you can the Bloody Mary mix and there's no alcohol in it. We drink them without alcohol.
I really kind of prefer them without, honestly.
Yeah, they're just super good and they're refreshing and fresh and tastes like summer.
And I did actually figure out a way to can that and preserve it through the winter. And I'll just throw in a little plug for my book, Simply Delicious. That recipe is in there with the conversion to make that in quantity for canning. We put it in a pint jar, and it's just the right size for two drinks.
And we have gotten feedback that that's one of the favorite recipes in there. Surprise, surprise.
It is. And it was just one of those things that I wanted to do and put together, and it works beautifully.
Yeah, it does.
So if you're interested in that recipe, you can find that on our website or on Amazon. What else is in that keyhole garden?
Right now, mostly, we're getting ready to kind of transition over, getting potatoes out. The eggplant's surely got to be about done. It has produced so much. It's been through hail. Not H-A-I-L. Hail.
Have to be careful with these Southern Illinois accents sometimes.
Sorry about that. But yeah, you know, the stuff that falls from the sky, it's been through that and was torn up, and I just about threw the whole plant out. But it has produced so many eggplants. So we're still getting that. But mostly a lot of basil. We're getting a lot of basil out of there right now. I've got some nasturtium. They'll probably be blooming before long.
You can eat those blooms.
Yeah. I mean, it was kind of freaked me out the first time you did one. I mean, what did you do?
I put nasturtium blossoms in a salad, and it was gorgeous.
It was gorgeous.
I really like pretty food.
But you put, like, blue cheese or something.
I have done some blue cheese stuffed blossoms. Those are really fun.
It was just bizarre to eat a flower like that, though.
It is, but...
But it was really good. And beautiful.
It's beautiful. It has a very light, peppery flavor.
It's kind of peppery. So we'll have those, but a lot of the tomatoes are really kind of taking over at this point. Tomatoes and peppers. So we have a lot of that. Rosemary. But there is a lot crammed in that little bed.
It's amazing.
It's amazing what it will hold.
And it's really good that you don't have to bend over to work this garden.
It's so easy.
It's at the perfect height. And I think we'll add some more raised beds at least in the near future.
The only issue that I have with it is the soil. I'm having trouble keeping the soil level up. But, you know, I'll just keep adding to it. It does have the composter in the middle, which works beautifully. Gets nice and hot and cooks and does a great job.
So I'm very excited about the produce that you're bringing in from that garden. Among the other gardens that you have. But
that has just been a workhorse, and I can't wait to add more of those.
I know. That's just going to be fantastic. So we'll be building those up over the next couple of years. We'll be adding a little bit each year.
Yeah.
And that will be just kind of the next place that we go in the gardening realm.
So thanks a lot for listening.
And until next time.
See ya.
See ya. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.